Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com. And there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come join us early at 7 p.m. on Mondays for Keeping It Brief. Then come back at 10 p.m. and hang with our wild Luyu in Nature and Front Page Picks. Dig into Twisted Thoughts with the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft or Sullen Art and Double Helix with Aphasian and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. And Saturday split between Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon from their Northern Climes and Exploring at Phrasia with Captain B2 and Gray Eyes. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Fridays are split between Echoes in the Dark and Break On Through with Pam, and sit in with Phasian and Babla on Saturday as they teach the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows, call in to read your poems, and hang for the fun. Evening, Jean.
Hi, Rex. How are you? Oh, my gosh. Sorry for the delay. I was on mute. Yeah, of course. Oh, my God. It's going to be a good one. I'm good. How are you? Looks like you have a nice board for tonight. Nice grouping of poetry, for sure. So,
I look like what a good one. Yeah, we just did a few of the songs.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So, what is new in the world of Rex?
Cold weather.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's so unusual for you, isn't it? Like this time of year, you're usually, you know, your spring flowers are all popping and your trees are budding. Because you're usually a few steps ahead of me, you know.
My crates are leafing. My purple irises are out. Daffodils have shed their yellow and white blooms, but the greenery is still there. And my peach tree has blossomed. My rose of Sharon is drooping heavily, and it's got plenty of little yellow roses all over it.
Oh, sweet. You're doing all right.
And my purple magnolia has blossomed. Now it's greening out.
Wow. Well, that's very cool. Very cool. Sounds like you got a bunch of things to keep your eyes happy in this time of year. We, on the other hand, I don't know. We haven't been super cold, but we've been cold enough. And we had rain all day Saturday, all day. And at about 4:30 in the afternoon, at 4:30, 5 o'clock, it just stopped. And it was like, oh, thank you so much. You know, meantime, the kids cooped up all day, which is always fun. Anyone who has kids knows that. But it definitely, was delightful. But today it was like, I don't know, the temperature wasn't bad. And it wasn't too cold. I mean, it wasn't too awful. Yesterday was Sunday, yeah. The weather was a little better, but the wind was like howling all over here, you know. I was like, whatever. So what are you going to tell me about this group for tonight?
Oh, there's not a whole lot of information out there, but I'll tell you what I do know. They're a group out of Palestine, Texas, initially formed in 2012 by vocalist Matt James and drummer Nathan Gillis in Palestine. Their music is a fiery blend of sludgy grooves from classic rock and southern metal. They kind of come as a cross between Soundgarden and Lynyrd Skynyrd, and they're even referred to it as Texas grunge. They draw across a multitude of genres and styles, and it kind of hit on that note of a dirty, heavy rock and roll thing, like ZZ Top brought back in the late 60s and the 70s.
Right.
They Their debut album, I Am, came out in 2014. And they spent a few years cutting their teeth in the dive bars, dance hall, country songs around Texas. During the recording of their second album, Burn Ships, the guys quit their day jobs, moved into a small house, and got together the rest of their band. They started out with two. Now they've grown into five. They've got added a bass, two guitars, to go along with the two notes of who and what they are to begin with. They've done some touring with Bon Jovi and some other acts along the way. And I just came across them the first I heard of them. So I like the name, Blacktop Mojo. Kind of gives you the idea of someone who rides the highways, so to speak, and it's where they get their magic from.
Nice. Well, I know when I was loading them today, I was hearing bits and pieces of familiarity, and it wasn't really from them. It was them singing, don't get me wrong, but it had me thinking, that reminds me of somebody. Oh, that reminds me of somebody.
Well, they come after the post-grunge, so there's, you might get a touch of Nirvana, Soundgarden, along with Leonard Skinner. That's going back to their roots. And they don't play to the pop angle. They're strictly for the music they want to put out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they had a good sound to them. I was trying to figure that when you started talking about Skinner and this and that and the other thing, all of a sudden I'm going, you know, maybe that's what notes I was hearing, just things that reminded me of the others. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's just me. It's just me. Sorry, somebody asked me a question. I was trying to look up the answer or see what the hell the question was. That's a better way to put it. But yeah, I kind of liked what I heard. It was intriguing that, yeah, it's like, you know, I shouldn't say it, but it's like when Budo sings, I hear notes of others because I lean on a similarity that I catch. And I think that's always intriguing when you hear someone that does that or plays that way. So, very cool, very cool.
Well, yeah, they had a bunch of songs. I kind of dipped in soon and wanted to see what they had. You know, it's good music. It is that southern, got that southern hint to it. And it does have a little bit of, you do with the hip and notes, maybe a bit of Soundgarden.
Right.
Call it Texas grunge. I like that note.
Yeah, that's a good title. A good what for? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So.
And let's see. We got two SoundClouds for tonight. I know that.
Yes, we do.
Speaking of SoundClouds, if you can do SoundClouds, please attach them to your poems so that we can have you read your piece on the air instead of one of us. We'd like to hear your voices and your words in your voice.
Absolutely. It sounds, there's something about hearing the poet read their own poem that just sounds, I don't know, it just makes such a difference. You know, as good a reader as some of you guys are, you know, we have you, we have Laurent, we have, you know, Lou, we have Pam. No matter how good everybody is to read, you know, when you hear it in the poet's voice, it just sounds so much different. You know, they have their own set of emphasis.
You can plant the voice to the beat itself.
Yep. Absolutely. So, yeah. So far, it's just you, me, and 12 callers. I'm only kidding. That would be nice, though. Hint, hint, hint. But, yeah. So, I'm such a smart-ass, ain't it? It's awful.
Well, it's kind of barren on the board.
I know. Where is everybody? Were they all out drinking tonight or what? It's
Could
Sunday.
Be.
It is Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, it is quiet out there, though. Not used to that. Oh, my gosh. Let me see, huh?
Oh, and next week, I've got Judas Priest up for next week.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what? They've also put out a new album this year, and I picked a couple of songs off that very new album to mix in with everything else they've run since 1976, 77.
That was one of my brother's favorites when I was young. And when he told me, I went, "What? What are you talking about?" Anyway, yeah. Because, you know, he was always, I don't know.
Well, it's kind of funny because these days, you know, the older groups, they don't really put out any new music. They just go out on one of their celebration tours, charging buku money further deepen their pockets. And these guys, actually put out a brand new album this year. And it came out beginning of March.
Right. Yeah. Something that, you know, why not? Yeah, the Rolling Stones just put one out not that long ago. You know, you gotta never know who might put something out. I mean, they've been around forever. They said they were putting out a new album.
That would be 1964.
Yeah, I saw them. That's a long time ago, Rex. I saw them on some interview, and they were talking about their new album. And you look at them, good heavens, they have aged. They have aged. I'm not going to say not so.
Well, most of them also lived a very hard life. You look at Keith Richards.
I know.
Shouldn't even be alive.
I know. I looked at him and I'm like, wow, you guys are still kicking too, putting out new albums and stuff. So that's pretty amazing. But yeah, and they look like they run a hard life too. But that's all right. More power to them, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah. They put out an album last year called Hackney Diamond.
Yep, that's it.
Their first full-length album in over a decade of new material.
Yep.
I'll have to check that out. That might be fun to actually have a show with, Hackney Diamond.
There you go. Yeah, they were. That was a neat interview. So they had them and I think Jimmy Fallon ran the interview. It's pretty good. You can find that on YouTube. Just saying, you know. But yeah, so that's pretty good. But this group sounds good for tonight and Judas Priest sounds like fun for next week. And
yes.
I'll call my brother, ask him if he wants to write a poem. He'd fall over laughing, like, "What are you, crazy?" Yeah. Actually, I would just say has been said. But, so we got through all that. I don't know. I guess I should, get my act together and maybe get the show started. But I don't know, you know. Oh, maybe. Sounds good, I guess. Betty says she's finishing hers up. So we're going to get hers soon, I guess. Which would be just peachy keen. Okay. Let me see now. Rex, I have the first song as Taillights. So, I think Taillights should have been at the end. Just say it. Taillights go at the beginning.
Yeah. We're starting with a punny dad joke to start tonight.
There you go. They're my specialties sometimes. Okie doke. So I'm going to hit the button, and here we go.
Thank you. something. I need an honest name. Oh, tell me why it is you're leaving. I thought I was your man. But I didn't find nothing at all. I thought maybe if there's something you've forgotten, well, at least I'd have a reason to call. And as I pace around, I realize the only thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, I reach for you, but you're not there. Cry out to you, but you don't hear. You promised you'd be there forever and always, and every night saying goodbye. Watching the taillights fade up the street as the sun sinks low.
Even if it is backwards, it's okay. It's okay. It's all good. Tying them taillights, going in the rear. Anyway, I'm going to have you start out by reading this piece. It's called End of My Beyond by Lockdown Larks. So whenever you're ready, hon.
All right. End of My Beyond by Lockdown Larks. Sat in my car at the end of your street, looking for the light I saw in you. Maybe if we could once more meet, I could change your point of view. I met strawberry blonde one fateful day, blissfully unaware at first would I, like sand dancing in a sea swinging sway. Then suddenly the sun jumps out of the sky. As she approaches, I search for a word, mouth open but no song would sing. I curse as my affinity goes unheard, feeling like a guitar without a string. Few weeks on a friend brings her to a party, walks up to me and offers her hand. My chin felt like it might hit my knee. Any chance you might dance the band? Dance? I was sure I could fly to the stars and beyond. And as we started seeing eye to eye, I fell in love with my strawberry blonde. Work took me away for a while, and in this time we drifted apart. And so it was, with a kiss and a smile, strawberry blonde broke my heart. Finally, I gave up on her streets. Instead, going out on the town, redness descends as I admit defeat, and I understand the tears of a clown. And poem.
This is a good piece by Lockdown Larks. His stuff's usually really lyrical and everything, but this is a neat story all the way through. Amid strawberry blonde, one fatal day, blissfully unaware at first was I, like sand dancing in the sea's swing and sway. Then suddenly the sun jumps out of the sky. As she approaches, I search for a word, mouth open but no song would sing. I curse as my affinity goes unheard, feeling like a guitar without a string. I think he really fell for her. And as you see, it goes all the way through. But then I gave up on her street, instead going out on town. Red mist descends as I admit defeat, as I understand the tears of a clown. Ah, sad. So sad. It's tough when you think you found that one, and it just all turns out to be BS. Or not so good. But nicely done, Larks. I like the way you did this. And I like how you carried that strawberry blonde all the way through this poem with a gentle reminder to all that same girl. Nice done. Nicely done.
It was that. He kept the love note in there, which he usually tends to. But this is definitely very different. It just offers up the sad angle of that which materializes briefly, but then it dissipates because of that note of absence makes the heart go bye-bye, so to speak. Instead of absence makes the heart grow fonder, this one walks the other way. It's, in that useful note of exuberance, that distance can be a heavy note, right? Because there's always other dogs sniffing around to get on to that strawberry blonde, so to speak. But once you see those first five stanzas were happy notes, fell in love with that strawberry blonde. But those last two, you get that sixth stanza, work took me away for a while, and in this time we drifted apart. And so it was, with a kiss and a smile, strawberry blonde broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I gave up on your street. Instead going out on the town, red mist descends as I admit defeat. And I understand the tears of the clown. I like that finishing up, the tears of the clown, but also the idea of actually dropping that note of instead going out on the town, that idea of the taillights right there. Taillights disappear from where he started. Set my car at the end of your street, looking for the light I saw in you. Maybe if we could once more meet, I could change your point of view. Again, the double note from start to finish, with that note to the taillight itself. The note coming in, wishing upon that star, and the back end going out, knowing it was all for naught.
Right.
Nicely done, Lark. I like that.
Right. Okay, well, that now brings me to our next song, and it says, Can't Sleep. Oh, that's not my problem. I can sleep. And sleep. Okay, let me put this on, and here we go.
Yeah. darkness underneath. There's something empty now.
For it, but it wasn't bad at all.
Well, there's a couple of different pieces that'll play off.
Yeah, they sound very different from one another.
Because that's the opening note to the, what was it, Melancholy Stratus? That was kind of an oddball piece too. So we've heard three different angles.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Rex, I'm going to put this next piece up, and I'm going to give it a read. It's called Pain Inflicting Insomnia by Jenny the Deep. So, see if my eyeballs will work. Pain Inflicting Insomnia by Jenny the Deep. Baby, it's not you. It's me. No, really. Agonizing pain throbs in my right wrist bones. Affected is my trapezium, capitate, trapezoid, and my hamate. Tingling travels to the pisiform, triquitrum scaphoid and my lunates. I can't eat, sleep, or focus on anything. As wincing pain grows and grows, I was wrong thinking I was strong enough to handle it. Intensifying discomfort claws through my carpus skeletal zone. Working my fingers off, I can only move at a slow pace. Oh no, I brought along the wrong wrist brace. My daughter's left side is one instead of my right sided, that I own. Not looking forward to what comes next, an impromptu doctor's visit. So no, baby, it's really not you, it's me. End poem.
Great, Christine. And you get the hard words for a change.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, this
does,
considering yeah. it rolls on the wrist, it does hit that note of a carpal tunnel syndrome and the pain that comes with it because of the, not just because of the continuous action, but also the nerves that run through there.
Right.
And how they can be affected to the point where they might be rubbing, they might be inflamed, and all of a sudden, as you got it right here, the traveling angle, the trapezium, trapezoid, hamates, the pisiform, triquetrum, scaphoid, and lunate. So you get that note. It might start at the wrist, but it travels forth up, and it keeps going from there as it lingers into the spinal column and then sends that note of, you're not going to like today because your brain is going to be on fire noting what's going on down below. And that does roll on that idea of, she's pain-inflicting insomnia because that kind of pain kind of just doesn't dissipate easily. And if you move wrong way in bed and you don't have that brace on, you talk about a big wake-up call in the moment. Sit up straight in bed, you're wide awake, and the pain jolts you awake. And that note in the back end of this, bringing the wrong wrist support.
Because it does absolutely no good.
Well, that and the fact that, God help me.
Yeah.
I got the wrong one, and I'm not even home to put the right one on.
Yeah.
So that thought to no baby kind of hits me with the idea of a child in the moment.
Yeah.
Trying
absolutely.
To take care of grandson.
Yeah, I've had a little bout of, I don't know if you would call it carpal tunnel, because mine was like a short burst and then it was gone. But I'll tell you, I'd wake up and go, oh, God, this wrist. And my husband had carpal tunnel, and he had two wrist braces. Of course, his hands were way much bigger than mine, but I made it work. I got them on there. And I slept in them for about a week, I guess I slept in them. And when I woke up in the morning, my wrists were much better. So after a week, it went away. Thank God. I don't know. I was just lucky, I think. But that's neither here nor there. I have to say, I like I like Jenny's take on the prompt. See, I'm not with it. I'm not well tonight. I thought Jenny had a great take on the prompt. And sorry to hear about your carpal tunnel there, Jenny. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it sounded like to me. And it was a nice job putting it together. It was a great brevity. You know, a couple stanzas, just getting your point across. And I loved all the different parts that were affected. It's a shame I hadn't brushed up on my, skeletal terms, but it all works. I get it. And, I faked my way through it, I think. But when I got to where was I? Triquetrum? I was like, when I just couldn't do it again. I'm like, Rex, you should have done this one. Absolutely. I thought I was tearing it all up. But once I
get
past that
word. Them $10 words.
I know. We plan it that way. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, I know.
But we're thankful. We're thankful that you can usually say them. But really, I thought it was a really good you know, a good take. So thank you, Jenny, for sharing with us. And I like the baby, it's not you, it's me. No, really. That was kind of, I don't know, kind of gave me half a chuckle at the end. It's like, whoops, I'm not going there. I'm not asking. Anyway, great job, and thanks for sharing. Oh, my goodness. Let me see what I have now. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, we have an audio for this one. Yay. This next song is called As the Light Fades. So let me hit the button. And here it goes.
Don't change the channel, don't turn the page. We're living in the sunset of a golden age. Watch the street lights as they flicker on. Night is coming, we don't have very long. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Hold me close before it's too late. Free and easy, baby, don't wait. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Go at 100 with the windows down. The twilight of innocence, we'll lose ourselves. Your mama won't know that we left town. Long as we're back before the sun goes down. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Hold me close before it's too late. Free and easy, baby, don't wait. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Night sky, I'm burning out. Hold me close now, just one last time. I'll wait for you there on the other side. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Hold me close before it's too late. Free and easy, baby, don't wait. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades.
Another very different piece. You know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of Butch Cassidy and the Beaver Brown Band from Eddie and the Cruisers 2, Looking for Those Lost Tapes.
Huh. See that? Well, that's... I wasn't exactly sure where it was taking me. It reminded me a little more of Bon Jovi than it did, you know, some of the other references you made earlier.
Well,
not that it's a bad thing. It's just
Bon Jovi.
Different sounds. What's that, honey?
They have toured with Bon Jovi.
Yeah, well, I remember when you were saying in the beginning all the different groups and everything, and I can kind of hear a little bit of each one of them in some of these songs, and I think that's yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, and this had me ringing on that second Eddie and the Cruisers movie, that lost music everybody was searching for, because Eddie disappeared in the first movie because he was forced into by the music industry to make what they wanted to put out rather than the music he wanted. That was what the whole second movie was about, the search for those for that music, that hidden gem.
How about it? Very cool. So the poem that I have that goes with that song is by Eric Svensson, and it's called Apple Rhymes. So let me put that up, and let me hit the button for the audio. And here we go.
Apple Rhymes. Preemptive, redemptive, pine. Apple Rhymes scrolls dangle. Exposed to air, green hope soon turns brown. Wait long enough, an organic life turns black. Dust to dust, the natural order. Skeletal constructs cloy, cling like the day of the dead, rear view mirror effigies. Down in Mexico, where sombrero sun visors, squishes you down like the worm in the tequila bottle. Zigzag human rivers meander to graveyards. Flowers placed on graves. Fraternize, appetize, dearly beloved departed souls with food and drink. Preemptive, redemptive chime. Crime of passion life. Big old hearts with dagger tattoo, fire engine red ink, blood moons, prattle, prowl, howl, organic life cajoles. It will have its way with love. Brief respite of ribald, rushed flight, flushed by heated, conceited hope, knowing stark stasis lurks around each horny corner. Emotional effigies telegram, drowning swimmer waves wildly, beachcombers walk on by, ad lib quip, how nice of that swimmer to wave at us. Calcified cerebral cranium coelacanth, comfort of deepest, darkest, dreariest ocean depths, avoid the light at all costs. Somnambulant stasis, potluck, stuck. Snail sure osmosis pathologizes. Sins of the fathers will have its day. Danger zone. If you in the third and fourth generation, synapses straight jacket, become the apple rind, brown to black, rust deconstructs battleships over time, like music that cuts through purple prose bullshit, dust to dust, fiddle, riddle, griddle, down to Georgia we go. Never fear the noise, discordant dissimulation or serene synthesis. Between the Alpha and the Omega, musicians attack soul-destroying, timid, insipid, static stillness. As the light fades, why do you think unloved, unappreciated, ribald, riotous life would have behaved differently? End quote.
Great read, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. Ha ha ha. All right, Gene, what do you think?
Let's see. On the off-mute side. I think that this is another great piece by Eric. You know, he always kills me because he pulls in all these different angles on everything. Like apple rind, I mean. What a title that is, you know. And he puts it in there and then he pulls it back up later on and it just makes sense. But as always, you know, very well expressed piece. Great use of alliteration. A nice eclectic set of thoughts. I don't mean that in a bad way. Just it was my best way to say it. Pulling in different bits and pieces and making it all work together. And I think that that's such a, that's one of Eric's greatest talents, you know. I kind of picked up this one. Snail sure, osmosis pathologizes. Sins of the fathers will have its day. Danger zone if you're in the third and fourth generation. Synapses, straitjacket. Become the apple rind, brown to black. Rust deconstructs battleships over time. Like music that cuts through purple prose bullshit. Dust to dust, fiddle, riddle, griddle. Down to Georgia we go. He's got such clever word usage and thoughts that you can't help but, give him kudos on that. I mean, I think, find it amazing. But Eric, I think this was a fine piece and a nice take on the prompt. Clever man. And he said a bad word. Just saying.
I know. That's unusual.
I think there's something now I've heard of him. And I go, I'm only teasing you, Eric. I'm only teasing you. Yeah. Good stuff.
You know what got me? I think this first two stanzas, each line walks a note in death. Preemptive, redemptive pine. The note to most coffins being built out of pine. Apple rind scroll dangle. Scrolls, the thought to a note for the dead. And exposed to air, green hope soon turns brown. Again, that note to a deconstruction of organic life, and then he hits on again, organic life turns black, dust to dust in natural order. So it's all about death. The second stanza, the same way, skeletal, day of the dead, down in Mexico, wear sombrero, sun visors, so he's hitting on the Dia de los Muertos. And it rolls in, even with the worm in the tequila bottle, death in there. Human rivers, man is graveyards, flowers on graves, fraternize, appetize, dearly beloved, departed souls with food and drink. The note of applying, for those, the Mexicans, that is a celebration. You offer up food and drink to those that have passed before you, as a note to the history of your people, your family. Then he drops in the note with a big old heart dagger tattoo, fire engine red. Ink, blood, moons. Again, organic life cajoles. It will have its way with love. I like that note there. Brief respite of ribald, rushed flights, flushed by heated, conceited hope, knowing stark spaces lurks around each horny corner. So he's dropping in both the note to life and death in that one. From the stark spaces, the note of death comes to all. And yet, you've still got that horny corner that everybody rolls into. Then the effigies, the drowning swimmer waving, and the beachcombers walk on by. There's almost that note of people don't really notice what's going on around them. Because, look at the swimmer. He's waving to us. No, he's drowning, you bloody idiot. So a little touch of him. And then that note to the, scientists always thought the coelacanth was extinct until they actually found one. 40 years ago or so. So he's got the birth out of death with that one, kind of Lazarus note. And I like this one. Somnambulant stasis potluck stuff. Sleepwalking stasis potluck stuff. So, yeah, you kind of sleepwalk through life. You get what you get because you're not paying attention. And then he wrote, osmosis pathologizes. Sins of the father will have its day. Okay. Retribution. I like that note down to Georgia we go, like that last train to Georgia kind of note. And let's see. Then he hits on Alpha Omega, beginning and the end. Musicians attack soul destroying, timid, insipid, static stillness. The idea of that which music speaks to the people. It gets the blood pumping. It gets the foot to tapping and the hands to clapping.
Right.
And then the bottom end, as the light fades, why do you think unloved, unappreciated, rippled riotous life would behave differently? The idea of, you know what? Life is life. You might as well enjoy it. You think it's going to react any differently? In the moment, it does what it does because it is alive and it should be celebrated. And that was quite the piece, Eric. And thank you very much.
Yes, sir, Rebubba. Absolutely. So, the next song I'm going to play is going to be Where the Wind Blows. So, here we go.
Thinking of Soundgarden.
Yeah, it's something, I'm telling you. Very versatile group. All kinds of musical directions. Nice stuff. Now, Rex, I'm going to have you read the poem that goes with this one. And this is a piece called We Were Rock and Roll Lovers by Julie Bach.
We Were Rock and Roll Lovers by Julie Buck. We were rock and roll lovers, lifers we were. I knew I had you, and that felt good. We journeyed together on pavement in woods and looking at stars. Never got old. Like being on stage, we played our part, and the music you sang took hold of our eyes, and I held you tight, wanting to remember always the smell of you and our every night. We were rock and roll lovers. I need no painful rebirth. Nirvana won't bite, because, baby, I do now. I do know, and it deliciously helps knowing now. Would you follow me if I asked you to, without asking where we're going? And boom.
Nice. Nice read, Rex.
And so, Julie doesn't usually, I haven't seen Julie on a music show in quite a long time, so.
Yeah.
That's a little different, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was just looking to see what little tidbits she had down in the AN, but this is probably just strictly for the music. Like how she started it out, rock and roll lovers, lifers we were. I knew I had you, and that felt good. We journeyed together on pavement and woods, and looking at stars never got old. Like being on stage, we played our part, and the music you sang took hold of my heart, and I held you tight, wanting to remember always the smell of you and of our every night. It was just a nicely done piece, go for back for the title of the song, Where the Wind Blows. You know, it just, yeah, I guess it's kind of like where we're at, where we're headed. I don't know. I liked the piece. I really did. And I think that's what she got from the song. I think it's a nice take on it. You know, definitely nice job, Julie. And thanks for sharing with us. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know. I'm going to go with the purity angle of the music itself, along with the voice and the words, the idea of being captured within that note of whether you pick it off the radio or off a CD or a record back in the day, or at a show itself, it's that ability to draw people in to what you're putting out as musicians, and the journey you take together within that. Whether it's a concert or anything else, musically, radio, YouTube, the whole work. So it's about that journey that you go on. She hits on that note as, like being on stage, we played our part in the music you sang took hold of my eyes, and I held you tight, wanting to remember always the smell of you and of our every night. That kind of hits a note to you, too, growing up at that angle of where you first get that taste of music that really drives you, and you hold tight to it because it's a part of who and what you are in your generation, so to speak. That's it on that note. We journeyed together on pavement in woods, and looking at stars never got old. That notion of taking the music with you in the moment everywhere, just to enjoy it. And the back end, we were rock and roll lovers. I need no painful rebirth. That idea, say, I don't need to be reimagined in what is coming out today. I've still got all that music that has come out before, which I still listen to, and I do enjoy. And that note on the back end, now, would you follow me if I asked you to, without asking where we're going? Again, that note to the journey itself. Oh, shut up. Miserable mutt. Thank you very much, Julie.
She wanted to be heard.
And yeah, she's a miserable old bitch who just has to run her mouth.
Oh, my God. Just leave me out of it. Just saying.
It's the mutant rental. She has to be bossed. She has to run the show, she does. She don't like it when she don't get all the attention. But, I think her pal comes over here for the attention he gets from me because he's always around women.
Yeah, right.
So he
right.
comes over here and he enjoys himself with me because I pay attention to him. You go
right,
away.
Right.
He's there for me, and it's a relaxation away from the women.
There you go. It's time off. Time off. Oh, my goodness. Now, listen, Rex, it's 11 o'clock-ish. Do you want to play one of these extras?
Yes. What was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that first one.
That's not funny. I told you I didn't have numbers on them.
Oh, okay. It won't take long.
It won't last?
Yeah, it won't last. That one, yeah.
Okay. There you go. Here we go, then.
Mm-hmm. Now that was good. That was a nice bluesy tone with some some really good some really good picking back in the back end, then in the middle. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree. 100%. So let me see, Rex. Where are we going to go from there? I guess we're going to go back to the board. And the board is telling me, you know, that's a problem, right? that I am going to play Prodigal. So let me put that on, and then we'll take it from there.
I can't.
you know, musically, that's the most mainstream piece we've heard tonight. And it sounds very much like something Bon Jovi would actually write, produce, and sing.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That is for sure. For sure. So listen, Rex, I'm going to read this piece.
Okay.
And then I have one more for you for the same song, which is working out pretty good. This is called Gone by Jessica C. Wheeler. The mirror in your grasp swings free, assisting your attacks. And you're too self-involved to see the glass is lined with cracks. You curse your warped and windy road as you did not choose to take those twisted turns you strode, but I won't wear your shoes. Too long I've dodged the stones and wrath you cast to break my pride. How dare you speak about the path that you refuse to guide? Your toxic voice cannot affect a life if it is gone. That broken mirror won't reflect the image I've withdrawn. It's time I rip these roots and run, this road you will not bend. And when I reach the rising sun, far from your shade, I'll mend. So swing your mirror like a blade and throw your final stone. Sleep well inside the bed you've made. I'm still making my own. End of poem.
It's a great read, Edwin. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And this walks a nice tone. I like this, especially when she hits on that note with the mirror right up top and keeps that move rolling into the, where is it? She rolls it, I've dodged the stones and wrath. You cast to break my pride. How dare you speak about a path that you refuse to guide. Something she does hit on that note of toxicity within this and that back end of this. It's time I rip these roots and run. This road you will not bend. And when I reach the rising sun, far from your shade, I'll mend. So swing your mirror like a blade and throw your final stone. Sleep well inside the bed you've made. I'm still making my own. That note to the fork in the road and taking that path that the choice. You're given the choice in the moment and you decide you need to walk a different angle because from the mirror up top to the mirror back, the cracked angle, the attacks that come with it, but that using that the mirror on the back end, swinging it like a blade, offers that note of if you stay, it might end up killing you. And the idea was throwing that final stone. And it hits on that idea too. Those of you without sin cast the first stone. You can't. Because everybody has some note of sin within them. But I do like that angle of you got to sleep in the bed you've made. Because that's the one you want. Hey, I'm going to go make my own because I've decided to walk a different path. Nicely done, Jessica.
Oh,
absolutely.
I did, and I felt bad because I totally, I picked a stanza. You curse your warped and windy road. As soon as I said windy, I couldn't, like, pull myself back. So then I started to chuckle at myself for being such a dingbat. But you curse your warped and windy road. See, I did it again. Windy road, as if you did not choose to take those twisted turns you strode. But I won't wear your shoes. Too long I've dodged the stones and wrath you cast to break my pride. How dare you speak about my path that you refuse to guide? Your toxic voice cannot affect the life if it is gone. The broke mirror won't reflect the image I've withdrawn. I just think that she did a great job. I like the stanzas, I like the story she shared with us. And I thought her thoughts were really well expressed. It's a nice piece, Jess, and thanks so much for sharing with us. As always, you know, fine work. Okay. And when it gets quiet, I always know I'm supposed to do something. So I get it, Rex. It's all good.
Yeah.
I knew it.
It's quiet, too, because we don't have anybody goading us on the board either.
I know. I mean, it's like, wow, we can't even, like, pick on each other. I mean, we're just it. What you see is what you've got. That's unusual. Everybody took a Sunday off, I guess. But that's okay. I get it. Let's see. Okay, Rex, this next piece for you is called Toppers by Debashish Verma, India. So whenever you are ready.
Toppers by Debashish Verma, India. They are moving along the granite corridor, hurriedly crossing the etched glass door, heading for a meeting that will finalize the final form of new stock that the market will consume, setting the growth rate that will bring a fascinating fortune. I was there at the corner looking at them, sipping a hot cup of tea just taken away from the tray. I was admiring the style they portray, memorizing the dialogue of what they often say, while ignoring several burns my lips have had tolerated the entire day. But I was far behind them, far less smart than they. Some have gone up the ladder and reached where a few can go, with a mind set to grow and evolve with the time that never goes slow. They have left the stories of success to show, tagged with preeminence and alluring glow. They have decorated their regal chamber with upgraded taste and newest decor, with designer's tile mixed with marble on wall and floor, with crafted ceramic and crystal hangings on the door. A high-backed chair that will swivel and pamper, and a black top table displaying a lamp and a coffee coaster. Stack of books, some pens in a teak holder, while this is a chamber of dreams. We must not forget they are nation's cream. The rest of us all look up with expectation over the bind of patience holding back an awful desperation, and follow a rule book of equality, a script written into the clauses of democracy. This is the manager's skill of diplomacy. I tried to emulate them and tried to fix the logo on the jersey. I gulped the bacteria-free water. I inhaled germ-free air. I set my silky knot of my cut-rate tie and the crease of my beige blazer with the hope that it will set me free someday in a magical way that will end my ever-budding captivity and make me a topper in this new age of activity. And boom. There you go.
I'm telling you. Well, this is a fine piece by Debashish. I think that's how I say it. I was admiring the style they portray, memorizing the dialogue of what they often say. While ignoring several burns, my lips had tolerated the entire day, but I was far behind them, far less smart than they. Some have gone up the ladder and reached where a few can go, with a mindset to grow and evolve in a time that never goes slow. They have left the stories of success to show, tagged with preeminence and alluring glow. I don't know. He's definitely setting the stage and stepping onto it in this. And I think that it was nicely done. When you get down to the high back chair, you know, the black top table displaying a lamp and a coffee coaster, that's his space. And that's the way, you know, he wants it to be. And I find it to be well done, you know. I try to emulate them and try to fix the logo on the jersey. I gulped the bacteria-free water. I inhaled germ-free air. I set my silky knot in my cut-rate tie, increased in my beige blazer. No, it's he definitely, as I said, set a stage and stepped onto it. So I think he did a nice job with this. And great job to Debashish. I can't say that. I keep tripping on it. Nice job.
Nice. Thank you, Gene. I'm going to go with two worlds here. Most of this, the better part of two-thirds, offers up that note to the different world, the one he sees from where he is, because he says, I was there at the corner looking at them, sipping a hot cup of tea just taken away from the tray. I was admiring the style they portray, memorizing the dialogue of what they often say, while ignoring several burns my lips have had tolerated the entire day. That note to hot tea, the idea of watching, trying to emulate that which you see as prosperity, those at the top of the ladder, the ivory towered folk, and you're looking at them, you see that, well, that he had left the stories of success to show, tagged with preeminence and alluring glow. They had decorated their regal chamber with upgrade taste and newest decor, with designer's style mixed with marble on wall and floor, with crafted ceramic and crystal hangings on the door. So there's that note of life between two essences, knowing that you don't belong in that sphere because you don't have the, say, the language skill, the clothing, the struts, the confidence. Now, the back end, one-third out of my 8 or 10 lines is that, right from that, I tried to emulate them and tried to fix the logo on the jersey. That's important, too, having the right clothes. I gulped the bacteria-free water. I inhaled germ-free air. I set my silky knot of my cut-rate tie and the crease of my beige blazer with a hope that it will set me free someday in a magical way that will end my ever-budding captivity and make me a topic in this new age activity. So that budding captivity is kind of that reference point of trying to move within that realm, and he's so captivated by it that he actually doesn't want to be captivated by it anymore. So he views it as being held captive, a note to being strung on that course. So that new age activity kind of hits me with the idea of being free of everything that binds you to a singularity so that you can walk once more unburdened. So nicely done, Dubasitsish. Now you got me doing it.
Yes, I can't help it. I cannot do that. It won't work with my tongue to keep getting wrapped around my eyes.
We do got three pieces, two songs, so let's do another one of those extras I dropped in.
Sure thing. Now, do we want Red Enough or Lake Wild Horses?
Do the Wild Horses. That's a different piece, too.
Okay, here we go.
All the days run away like a wild horse in the tumbling over the hills. In the night, drop around me like a too thin blanket that won't keep out the chill. All the spot in your eyes burned a hole right through me, and it's one I'll never fill. I'd be dead and gone if looks could kill. In the dark road ahead looks a little bit brighter when you're running for your life. All the spot in your eyes burned a hole right through me, and it's one I never feel. Yeah, I'd be dead and gone if looks could kill. Thank you.
another very different piece.
It was. I like that one, too. It was good. Good stuff. Absolutely. Yeah, I liked it. I liked the... it actually had me singing along in no time because it was... It just rolled through my mind like that, and I liked that. So, with that being said, I'll be quiet. I don't know, one of those pieces. Okay. Well, the next song I'm going to put up is called Trouble on the Rise. So, here we go. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. I have to agree with that. 100%. Okay. Well, the first piece we have to go with that song is called The Scent of Trouble by Pam Ray. And we have a SoundCloud on this. Well, an audio, because it's no longer a SoundCloud. So let me hit the button.
The scent of trouble. The scent of trouble is wafting through the air, entwining round my senses in a chaos born with flair. The devil does the spit shine to polish my black shoes. I will travel through this land looking for my muse. So many roads to travel, so many ways to die. I hear all the laughter. I watch the children cry. On these silent roads I wander to and fro, a reaper on the rising, gathering lost souls, a traveling troubadour plucking at the strings, a mystic and musician, the people dance and sing. I am a lonesome figure in this shadow land. The people hear my stories and believe themselves so grand. A night of entertainment to truly wow the crowd. In sunrise comes the bitter truth, and then they're not so proud. Someday I'll know what love is and find freedom of the soul as I fiddle in the rising flames of the devil's ever-burning coal. End poem.
Nice.
Great read. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Jean.
I like this piece a lot. You know, Pam's got such a great way of writing, but she had great rhyme and meter throughout. And I think she really hit all the notes on the song. And the, hang on, I love the title, The Scent of Trouble. It's like, I can smell it coming. I can smell it coming. As for the lines, I mean, she had great stanzas throughout. And I kind of picked it up here at this one. I have to go to, the devil does the spit shine to polish my black shoes. I will travel through this land looking for my muse. So many roads to travel, so many ways to die. I hear all the laughter. I watch the children cry. On these silent roads, I wander to and fro, a reaper on the rising, gathering lost souls, a traveling troubadour plucking at the strings, a mystic and musician, and the people dance and sing. Great lines and great way to bring this to life. I love the imagery in it, and I think that it's just a fine piece. And I think it was a good take on that song. So excellent job, Pam. Excellent job. Nice SoundCloud. Next best thing to being here. Yeah. We'll remember that, right here. I'm writing it down. Hi.
He walked out of the shadow where I am wearing black. Reminds me of that note to, Fire on the Mountain, Charlie Daniels.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Devil and the Fiddle, because she's got both of those rolling in here. That note to a traveling troubadour plucking at the strings, a mystic and musician that people dance and sing. Kind of hits on that note too, the Pied Piper of Hamelin, taking all the children away, so to speak, as payment, because he wasn't paid by the townsfolk to get rid of the rats. So he took the kids instead by playing that noted tone that only the children understood and clamored to them. So there is that note of what the that man in black can offer up in the moment to take away those souls that he craves. And
absolutely.
I fiddle in the rising flames of the devil's ever-burning coal. Yes. Hey, I can play the fiddle better than anybody. And you're mine.
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to try and figure out my course on this next one.
It's going to work out this time.
I think so. Okay, Rex, the next one I'm putting up is for you to read, and it's on the same song. It's called Trouble on the Rise, In the Hood, by Lawrence 67.
Trouble on the Rise, In the Hood, by Lawrence 67. Trouble on the Rise, Hood homie Marcos. Hey, bro, what you two guys doing here in the hood? You ain't from here, and you look quite queer. You best be making tracks before my boys attack. We don't like your kind. Huh? You and your homie ain't leaving? Hey, buddy, we just live a block down there, you see? We'll see about that. I just sent out this alarm, and East Side Till We Die will be represented. You two punks, just stay right there. Ring, ring. Who's this? Marcella. Hey, girl, it's Marcus. Is Mad Dog there? Yeah, but he's cleaning the toilet. It backed up. You want me to go get him? No, no, that's all right. I'll call Jubo de la Chingo. He will help me for sure. You two just sit tight. I'll be right with you. Ring, ring. This Jubo de la Chingo Jr., the third speaking. Hey, bro, it's Marcos. I need you on the double. This a 911, homie. 911? That makes 11. No, S.A., I got some troublemakers down here, and I need you to grab some of the boys and come over here right away. We got to show force. Hey, man, I'd really like to go. You know how much I like to play down, but I can't, bro. I got to go get the kids from soccer practice, and my wife, she's still at the convention, so I have to babysit, bro, some other time, okay? Bye. Huh? Jesus, he never lets me down. You guys, just wait another minute. Let me call my boy, Jesus. Ring, ring. Well, he sold his crack phone in the last conversation. Damn player, keep up. Jesus, it's Marcos. We got a 911 situation down here, and it's hood boy, hood bro. Get the boys and snap. Get here for the rumble. Who's this? It's Marcos, bro. Marcos who? Quit messing around, man, and get the boys, okay? ASAP. I'm holding down these guys by myself. We're going to need reinforcements. Quit playing around and get here, okay, Lato? See you later, Hayden. All right, my boy, Jesus, we'll be right here with a carload of the meanest SOBs you have ever seen. You shaking in the boots, ain't you? Whatever. We got to go, buddy. Nice meeting you. Nah. Here they come. You guys better get to praying, because we be slaying. I'm just saying. Hey, that rhymes. I'm a poet, don't you know it? I be slinging my venomous diction. I got a rhythm and rhyme affliction. Gonna cut you up, and you gonna need stitches, you ugly, ugly bitches. 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? Yay, yay, yay. Huh? Hey, Seuss, what the heck I told you? We got a 911 emergency. Hey, Marcos, quit playing, bro. My team just won our first Little League game, and we going to Dairy Queen. Yeah. Come on with us. I'll get you a lemon or raspberry snow cone. I know how you like those. For reals? With sprinkles on it? Yeah. Let's go, boys. Yay. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Dairy Queen. And the end, thank God.
Oh, my God. I guess the old crowd ain't what they used to be. You know? They're just not the way they used to be. Too funny. What a little story there, you know. Everywhere he turns, everybody's grown up and got a new life. Kind of interesting. That was nicely done. Good humor as always. So thank you, Lawrence, for sharing with us. Nice piece. Too funny.
That was very different. And I'm guessing the two guys are Nigel and Alfie without having any conversation in the moment except, what the hell?
Right.
They just kind of hit the two guys moment as themselves and everybody else, well, Marcos and company. What's that note to Jets and Sharks?
Mm-hmm.
You got a rumble, boys.
Yeah. Honest to God.
And this has got to be the longest piece.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Lawrence put one up that long. It's pretty surprising.
But I do like the fact that he ran that, and especially down the back end of this Dairy Queen.
Yeah, right.
And I'll put that note. The Little League team is other ruffians on the street.
That's right. There you go.
Oh, hell. Now, that's some trouble rising right there, Little League team.
Yeah, walking around with a baseball bat. See how that works?
Yep. Oh, my God.
Okay, now listen, Rex, here's what we got. We got two pieces left.
Yes.
I have Betty Page's, who was a late drop in the box, but hers does not have a song with it because we already played it. So I think I'm going to do her next, and then we'll go out with the last piece. Sound good?
Okie dokie. Yep.
Okay, so here we go. This is called So In Love by Betty Page. And this was done to, oh, son of a gun.
Where the Wind Blows.
Where the Wind Blows. Thank you, Rex. Thank God you knew. Okay, so here we go. Electric kiss, intimate eyes. Oh, come whisk me away. He said, I've got you mesmerized. So dance with me. Come now. Well, you want to go. Wherever you desire, all night till way past sunrise. Lost in your eyes of pure starlight, sweet blue as deep skies. Dreamy face, lips on mine. Mind-blowing love, you're so divine. So you finally see my intentions. Lost all control. Stay within our sweet dance. Come now, well, you want to go. Wherever you desire, all night till way past sunrise. Lost in your eyes of pure starlight. Sweet blue as deep skies, drifting. Dreamy face, lips on mine. Mind-blowing love, you're so divine. So you finally see my intentions. Lost all control. Stay with our sweet dance. Come now, well, you want to go. Let's dance beyond starlight. End poem.
Great read there, Gene. Thank you very much. I can't think of those. There's one song in the Rocky Horror Picture Show that kind of walks on this note. I can't think of the song in the moment. Damn. It's a good piece. It kind of fits this notion of the walking in the starlight, starlight, staying up all past sunrise. Lost in your eyes, a pure star like that. Sweet blue as deep skies. Dreamy face, lips on mine. Mind-blowing love, you're so divine. So you finally see my intentions. Lost all control. That sets quite a bit in a moment. All control. That is a divine moment of, come on. Wherever, let's do it.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff. I love this piece by Betty. I thought it was, I said to her, sweet piece, Betty. Love, love, love. And that it was nicely penned. And I liked it. The repetition in it was okay. Because even though she repeated it, it wasn't always exact. So it didn't seem like oppressive. You know, it worked out well. So I think she did a good job. And thanks for writing for the show, Betty. Appreciate it.
That song, Time Warp, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Time Warp.
Let's do the Time Warp.
I've been in a Time Warp. Just saying. Okay.
Oh,
now, this last one I'm going to put up goes to the song Leave It Alone. So I want to play that, and then we'll go right into it. Oh, wait a minute. Where did it go? There it went.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo-hoo. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Got that right. Okay, Rex, so this last piece I'm going to put up is for you to read. It's called A Harmful Leaf by Al-Hassan. Yeah. Are you ready?
A Harmful Leaf by Al-Hassan. In the tangled web of leaves, a hazardous allure, they came as satisfied pleasures, but a dark loom with no cure. The youths, I don't bask in the fume, let's cure. Society's grieve, bitter to endure. Leads existence to the death's ground, with no heartbeat, no sound, looking for trouble, and trouble they found, they fear relax, near a death lounge. Promises gold, but eats the victim whole. It spreads like snow, and turns the heart cold. A substance small, but bold. Youths and adults captivated by its hold. And pump.
Nice job, Rex. Nice job. In the tangled web of leaves, a hazardous allure, they claim it satisfies pleasures, but a dark loom with no cure. The youths, adults bask in the fume, less pure. Society's grieve, bitter to endure. Leads its victims to the depths ground, with no heartbeat, no sound, looking for trouble, and trouble they found. They feel relaxed near the death lounge. Crazy piece, you know. Yeah, nicely penned and put together. You know, it says a lot. It's kind of dark, you know. So
yeah.
I think that he did a nice job with that. And, you know, that's the direction the song took him. So there you go. But there was great imagery and, yeah, nice lines throughout. So nice work, Al-Hassan.
That last stanza kind of gives the note to where it goes, promises gold. That especially it's on the hazardous allure, satisfies pleasures, bask in the fume. Less pure. The idea of that, the promise of gold, and that also the angle of satisfies pleasures, the hazardous allure, is that notion of being fed something, that promise of what is to come. The idea of being gaslit, and yet you still dine on all of that note until you own it with the back end of this. A substance small but bold, youths and adults captivated by its hold. The idea of being fed so much by it and with it that you're addicted in the note.
Mm-hmm.
And the promise that you're being given is nothing but the false idols, icons of promise that never come to bear. So I like that note. Nicely done, Al-Hassan. I like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yes, yes, yes. And that draws another show to its conclusion. We're off here. But great show, Rex. Great choice of artist. And it was fun. The music was good tonight. And the poetry was good, too. I liked it.
Yeah, and this is going to be one of my shortest exits considering... there was nobody here but us.
That's right. That's right. You don't have to type up any major things. It was just you and me, man. You and me. But it was always fun to hang with you on Sunday. And
sorry. The music was different. This was worth listening to this music.
It truly was. And I want you to know.
More of the good stuff.
Right. I just want you to know I wrote a list of everyone who did not manage to make it. Mm-hmm. I got that on my calendar for today, so don't you worry. Don't you worry. If they go back and they listen, they're going to hear that too. They're going to say, oh. Anyway, it was fun. It was a good show. We just made it. That last poem just was like just a little. It was just comments. We got the poem in. So it worked.
Yes.
It worked. See. But yeah, so it was a good night. Good night, good poetry, good music.
Yes,
can't beat
come
that,
back
right?
For Judas Priest next week.
Yes. Judas Priest. Hey, we haven't had any, do we have to address anybody that, though. Well, hang on a second.